Welcome to KSKA's A Closer Look. I'm Len Anderson. On this edition of A Closer Look, we examine the five propositions on the April 6th ballot that Anchorage voters throughout the municipality will decide. Unlike the candidates for assembly and school board, who through an onslaught of print and electronic advertisements plus candidate forums become familiar, the propositions often remain vague. Their language alone can confuse, sometimes muddying their purpose. For some, the voting booth temptation becomes a quick vote on a whim or leaving a blank space. Yet, if you're a resident of Anchorage, the propositions will almost certainly affect you, especially those involving bond indebtedness. First of all, there's the capital facilities, structures, or equipment they involve and the impact upon municipal services. And there's the pocketbook effect, primarily in the form of property taxes, and whether you pay directly as an Anchorage property owner or indirectly as a renter, it's a shared cost. Recently, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan presented a description of the April 6th ballot propositions to the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce. He said this year they focused on the basics. The mayor also noted that as he delivered his speech, contrary to tradition, there was no representative from the Anchorage School District.
For the first time in a number of years, the Anchorage School District, who would normally join us up here for this presentation, is proposing a bond holiday. So normally the school district has bonds anywhere from, $60 to $100 million worth of school improvements. And last year the voters did not look favorably on some of the school district bonds, and they've decided, you know what, the way the economy is and with some of the reserve funds we have, we're still able to get some things done and not go to the voters this year with a bond proposition. So normally Carol Como or somebody would be joining me here today, but we get to present a loan.
Mayor Sullivan then began with the heftiest of the municipality's bond requests, slightly more than $37 million for road and drainage projects in the Anchorage Bowl.
Congestion relief, safety, improved road conditions, these are the projects that are kind of the big ticket items on the bonds this year. We've got the 72nd Avenue upgrade from Brayton to Lake Otis, certainly Van Buren. The Van Buren project is one that I've been working on for, almost a decade. It's the road that exists right there where Northwood Elementary School and Spinard Rec Center are located. And we've got two major truck traffic causers right behind there. There's Alaska Fast Freight and Sourdough Freight, and then there's the school district warehouse right there. So major truck traffic right by an area where a lot of kids hang out because of the school, the ball fields, the soccer fields, and the Spinard Rec Center. So this project redirects the trucks back away and behind of those facilities, and it really has been one that's taken a long time, but we're finally there. A lot of wheeling and dealing with the other property owners, and I think we're finally to the point where this one's going to get done. The other ones you can see, Arctic Boulevard certainly is one in bad surface condition, Clatt Road and Independence. One that doesn't show up there, but another big project this year is the 88th Avenue upgrade, which is a little bit over $2 million. And the thing is of all these projects, virtually, I think, 25 of the 33 projects are ready for construction this year. So these are ones that are actually, with this money, we're going to be building. All these projects will be ongoing. Some are for design, some are for right-of-way acquisition, but for the most part, there'll be quite a bit of road construction this year. The goal is to try and make sure that every area of town gets some relief. And literally, as the town is built out, sooner or later, there's projects in virtually every assembly district that begs for attention, and that's our goal. One of the ones that are challenging is right in the kind of the middle of the pack, there's a couple that are road improvement districts. Road improvement districts, there's one on Arlene and Pelican Street, but they're difficult because they're actually subdivision roads that the people who live in those subdivisions are supposed to vote and create a road improvement district in order to fund the construction of these improvements. And the city typically picks up 90% of the cost. The residents pick up 10% of the cost. And the challenge is coming in that road construction costs have increased so dramatically over the years that even the 10% cost to the subdivision residents is becoming prohibitive, and we're seeing more and more of these not get approved. Meanwhile, the roads continue to deteriorate. So it's a real challenge for us going forward, and we're going to have to come come up with either a different or a better strategy on how to fund and make sure our road improvement districts get passed and get those roads improved, because there's some that are really in sad shape in town and we can't get the residents there to vote for their road improvement district.
The mayor told his Anchorage Chamber of Commerce audience that two important factors should make Proposition 1 costs more palatable for voters, namely state participation and the impact on the local economy.
One of the things that really helps us out is we've got a very good partnership going with the state of Alaska on our road projects, not only just out-and-out grants for some, but we have a 50-50 program that we've developed with them where we pay half and they pay half. And so this year alone, the bonds will provide a local match to more than $32 million in state grants already in hand. So they've already given us the money. There is the condition that we match it. And that's why these bonds are important, is because it provides that all-important match and leverages an awful lot of money that the state is willing to help us out with. The as I mentioned, the majority of these projects are ready for construction in 2010. And so combined with the state grants, the construction projects will infuse an estimated $60 million into the Anchorage economy this year, creating up to about 500 jobs. So these are really, talk about job stimulus bills, and it really is a good thing because almost all these jobs are private sector jobs. We manage the projects through the municipality, but we also hire project managers in the private sector, and again, literally dozens of construction firms. This is the time where they employ people, they rent equipment, they buy equipment, they stimulate the economy in so many different ways that it really is a great economic stimulator. And again, almost $60 million, probably over that. I think this is a conservative number. We were talking earlier that it could easily be as over 80, maybe even as high as 100 with the multiplier effect.
On the April 6th ballot, Proposition 1 is entitled Anchorage Roads and Drainage Service Road and Storm Drainage Bonds. The ballot text describing the bond reads, "For the purpose of providing roads and storm drainage acquisition, construction innovation, upgrades, and related capital improvements." If a majority of voters accept the proposition, the municipality is authorized to issue up to $37,090,000 in general obligation bonds. It also includes no more than an annual $70,000 added to the tax cap to cover operations and maintenance. The cost is estimated at $11.84 per $100,000 of assessed valuation to retire the proposed bonds, with an annual increase in the municipal tax cap of approximately 28 cents for annual operations and maintenance. Although voters throughout the municipality will decide the fate of Proposition 1, only property taxpayers in the Anchorage Road Service area will pay for the bonds. The Anchorage Road Service area basically lies within the Anchorage Bowl. Mayor Sullivan then turned to Proposition 2.
Public safety bonds are on the proposal this year. One of them that was just approved by the Assembly, this was actually in our 2011 package, but we agreed to move it up. There was certainly interest on behalf of the community out there in Sand Lake and with the Assembly to accelerate this one. It's for a new ambulance at the Sand Lake Fire Station. It's $250,000 for the ambulance itself. That's a maximum. I think actually out there we're seeing probably somewhat lower costs than we can get ambulances for, but you want to estimate high so that you don't have to come back to the voters a second time and lose a whole year in your possible funding. $800,000 in annual operations and maintenance. What this means is we're going to have to hire people to man this ambulance. And so that's the operating cost annually going forward for one ambulance in Anchorage.
The mayor had initially opposed to the Sand Lake ambulance proposition on this spring's ballot because of those personnel costs at a time that Anchorage is dealing with recession-prompted budget cuts. At the Anchorage Assembly's February 2nd meeting, Municipal Manager George Vakalis explained why Sullivan had changed his mind.
When we went back and looked at the time frame that it would take to basically not only bond for the ambulance, but have the ambulance made, get it outfitted, and get it delivered on site, so we'd also have to hire and train up firefighter paramedics and EMTs to be able to man it. When we looked at the timeline for that, it would be at the tail end of 2011 before we could actually man this thing anyway.
In a conversation with Anchorage Fire Chief Mark Hall, Hall described the changing nature of the Sand Lake neighborhood and its need for advanced life support ambulance availability.
The Station 7 Sand Lake area has definitely grown. You know, that's where they had the gravel pit that they made a housing development in. There are a number of assisted living facilities out there. And normally on an assisted living facility call, they're elderly folks. And the calls that we get are usually true advanced life support calls. And so right now we have an engine company that works out in that area. And on some days, we have a paramedic on board, so we're getting that advanced life support component out there, and this will help us get the transport service out there. But we've got the schools that are out there. The Sand Lake area is growing in itself, and the types of calls and the types of homes that are going out there, we're getting some high-density housing, and we're also getting the extended care facilities out there.
Chief Hall adds that while the Proposition 2 ambulance will be stationed at Sand Lake, it will also serve other areas of the city.
Our ambulances are set up so that basically the closest person, the closest ambulance to a call will be dispatched to that call. Because when an ambulance leaves the area by transporting a patient to the hospital, the computer at dispatch picks up, okay, who's the next closest ambulance, and they'll send that person. Right now, we have a Medic 9, which is out at Huffman Road, and it can be sent downtown to Station 1's area because Station 1 has transported somebody to, let's say, ANMC, Alaska Native Medical Center. So then Medic 9 may be the closest because the other ones are all busy. Having this ambulance at Station 7, number one, will provide a transport service to the people of Sand Lake area. Number two, it will supply an ambulance to supplement the ambulance fleet that we have now. We have 8 in service now, and this will give us 9. And the run volume has been increased over the years.
The chief also described in further detail the $250,000 price tag, as well as the lag time for the full personnel operations and maintenance costs.
If this bond passes in April, that means we get the okay from the people of Anchorage to go ahead and have an ambulance built. So we'll spec out an ambulance, and we have, people say, well, that's an awful lot of money for an ambulance. Well, we carry life packs, which are $20,000 to $25,000 just for the life pack. We have the gurneys that we use now to help us prevent back injuries. They're fairly significant in cost. And then so we'll get that ambulance built, and while that's getting built, we're going to have to adjust our hiring practices. Because we're not putting on an academy at this point in time. So we're looking at maybe having to change our practices and hire people that are already trained firefighters, paramedically trained, because we have to hire some paramedics to be working on this ambulance. So I'll be working with our employee relations to how can we adjust our hiring practices, get these folks hired, and get them trained up and able to work on their own so that we can get this ambulance in service. And it's going to take us some time. That's the reality. It'll be late 2011 or early 2012.
Proposition 2 will appear on the April 6th ballot as area-wide public safety capital improvement bonds. It continues, for the purpose of providing public safety upgrades, including acquisition of a new ambulance and related capital improvements. If approved, the municipality could issue up to $250,000 in general obligation bonds. Eventually, the municipal tax cap would increase up to $800,000 annually for operations and maintenance. Property taxpayers throughout the municipality would cover the bond. The cost is estimated at 6 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation to retire the proposed bonds, with an annual increase in the municipal tax cap of approximately $2.55 for annual operations and maintenance. As stated earlier, the Sullivan administration does not expect those operational costs to arise until at least the end of 2011. You're listening to KSKA's A Closer Look. Today we're examining 5 propositions appearing on Anchorage's April 6th municipal ballot that voters throughout the municipality will decide. Proposition 3 is the other public safety bond proposal on this spring's ballot. Mayor Sullivan.
Proposition 3 replaces two fire engines, Fire Engine 2 downtown, Fire Engine 8 on the hillside. Total cost of $1.15 million. No O&M costs on these because these will be going into existing stations that are fully staffed with personnel, so no new personnel needed. And these are really engines that are needed. Engines get an awful lot of work, an awful lot of miles, and there's a point at which it's just diminishing returns to keep them in service. You find with the maintenance and the time that they're out of service, it ends up costing you more than if you just replace your fleet on a regularly scheduled basis. And we all also are able to surplus the fire engines to other jurisdictions, so we get some money back from the surplusing. And again, fleet replacement on a regular schedule is actually a cost saver to the city.
This is for a replacement of engine companies.
Chief Hall.
An engine company frontline response usually lasts 10 to 12 years. Both of these apparatus, they're both fire engines, and the difference between a fire engine and a fire truck, the fire engine carries hose and water, and the fire truck carries the big ladder and rescue equipment. It also has the capability sometimes of pumping water because they have pumps on the rigs also. But these two particular engine companies, one is Engine 2 downtown, and then Engine 8 up on O'Malley Road, Station 8. Both are in excess of 17 years old and have passed the prime of their frontline capability. Now, these rigs are used every day, 365, 24/7. It's time for them to be replaced. Now, we'll keep them in reserve status, so that will help us in our reserve fleet. And some of the very old rigs that we have will surplus out, either give them to other fire departments that may be able to use them, volunteer fire departments, or we can use them in training, but they are not frontline apparatus, and this will help us replace those.
Proposition 3's ballot title is Anchorage Fire Service Area Fire Protection Bonds. The description reads, for the purpose of providing fire protection, practical improvements, and undertaking other related capital improvements. It authorizes the municipality to issue up to $1,150,000 in general obligation bonds. The cost to those property taxpayers obligated by the bonds is an estimated 31 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Only property taxpayers living in the Anchorage Fire Service area, roughly the Anchorage Bowl and portions of Eagle River, would pay for the bond.
The next proposition that we have is Proposition 4. This is for public transportation. This is $932,000 total, and it matches $3.7 million in federal funds. Almost all of our transit bonds, when we put them out there, are heavily leveraged with federal monies. And sometimes it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, sometimes 9 or 10 to 1 in federal match over what we get from the local bond sales. So usually a pretty good deal as long as, again, fits within our priorities, and these do. Again, we'll be looking at some new vehicles, some facility improvements at bus stops, and just general fleet improvements. Again, the leverage makes this very cost-effective for the city of Anchorage. And there's a lot of mixed feelings about transit, and certainly in the last budget go-around, we did have to reduce some routes. And so we're a city, a modern city. A modern city has a transit system, and if you're going to have one, you need to keep it up. We're probably looking at some challenges in next year's budget as well regarding transit, but going forward, from 2012 on, we should be able to stabilize again. But in the meantime, again, you keep your equipment up. It doesn't do any good to have it breaking down, out of service, and not operable.
Alton Staff is planning manager for Anchorage's People Mover. In a phone conversation, he explained in more detail how, if the voters approved Proposition 4, the public transportation bond money and the federal match money would be used. First, there are the new vehicles the mayor mentioned.
We're looking at new Anchor Rides vans. We have over 50 of the Anchor Rides vans, and we just have natural replacement of those as they get to be high mileage. It's better to replace them and try to keep repairing the old ones.
Staff notes, however, a key portion of Proposition 4 does involve bus repair.
That's matching money for major improvements on our big buses. That's the transmissions and engines. And there again, we get federal matching money, but we have to have the 25% match in order to get that money. We put a half a million miles on our buses, so periodically we have to work on transmissions and engines, and this is the money that'll do that.
Staff says the bus stop improvements are part of People Mover's ongoing effort to make bus riding in Anchorage meet American Disabilities Act guidelines and goals.
At various bus stops, the emphasis in the last year was in the UMed area, and we're going to be moving into phase two of that in the coming year, and that's going to involve improved bus stops at Spirit Way and Providence Drive, as well as pathway improvements along Providence Drive there. And there'll be other miscellaneous bus stops, but that's going to be the main emphasis in 2010.
Those bus stop improvements and better bus access not only benefit individuals with physical disabilities. Staff says young parents with children's strollers find taking the bus a great deal easier as well. That proposition, number 4, is entitled Area-Wide Public Transportation Capital Improvement Bonds, with a ballot description, for the purpose of providing public transportation upgrades, including bus stop improvements, replacements, upgrades, and expansions of transit, paratransit, and support vehicles, management information system upgrades, bus capital maintenance, and operating system improvements and related capital improvements. If approved by the voters on April 6th, the municipality could issue up to $932,000 in general obligation bonds. Accompanying operations and maintenance costs could not add more than $15,000 annually to the tax cap. The property tax cost to retire the bond debt for Proposition 4 is estimated at 23 cents per $100,000 of assessed valuation, with operations and maintenance estimated at approximately 5 cents per $100,000. The public transportation proposition will attract 4 times its amount in federal funding. Property taxpayers throughout the municipality of Anchorage would cover the costs of the bond, its operation, and maintenance. You're listening to A Closer Look, a program where KSKA examines in more detail stories of public interest that appear in our regular newscasts. Today, we're looking at 5 propositions appearing on the Anchorage April 6th municipal ballot. After discussing the 4 bond propositions, Mayor Sullivan paused in his Anchorage Chamber of Commerce presentation to speak about the city's total bonded indebtedness and how that related to the municipality's general financial health.
As of 12/31/2009, including the Anchorage School District, it's $1,172,145,000 in overall debt. Now, we've got 2010 bonds to be sold, which have already been approved. You can see that there's a principal number that's going to be paid down this year of $79 million, almost $80 million. And then, so by the end of this year, our outstanding debt will be about $1,179,000,000. So it seems like a lot of money, but quite frankly, for a city our size, the bond rating agencies don't consider that to be unusual at all. In fact, we have a AA rating from our bond agencies, which is outstanding, one of the best in the country, and that is because we do manage our debt. We keep it at reasonable numbers, and we have the fiscal capacity, particularly with some of the changes that we've had to go through over the last 8-10 months or so, making sure that we were fiscally sound again, that the bond agencies have looked at all that and said, you're looking like going forward that you'll be able to not only handle this debt capacity, but add more debt capacity. So we do have some voter-approved bonds that have not been issued. And, of course, then we have the bond propositions I just talked about that if we approve them, we'll be adding that to the total.
The mayor then placed the 4 spring ballot bond propositions on a personal level.
What everybody wants to know, what if all the bonds are passed? What does it really mean to me, the taxpayer, when I've got to get that green card every year and pay my taxes? And annual taxes increased by $12.49 per 100,000. Annual taxes increased by $2.88 per 100,000 for O&M. The other component of that is, of course, every year we pay off debt, and we're scheduled to pay off almost $28 million worth of general obligation bonds in 2010. So it's a constant flow. We're selling bonds, we're retiring bonds, and this year, again, it's a pretty good overall story, of particularly with the school district holiday.
Finally, the mayor described the single non-bond Anchorage-wide April 6th ballot proposition.
The last proposition that we've got is a land exchange. And I talked a little bit earlier about the Van Buren and 48th Street project, where all the truck traffic drives between the rec center and the Northwood Elementary School. In order to make this project happen, we have to do a little bit of a land reconfiguration, and it requires a land swap, and it has to go to the voters because it involves municipal parkland. And anytime you dispose of or alter or change municipal parkland, the voters get to weigh in on it. And this one really is pretty perfunctory. It's been approved, of course, by the Spinard Community Council, the school district, our Planning and Zoning Commission. All think it's a good idea. There's no cost to the public or private sectors. It really is just one of the key elements in making this whole road project work. So we hope you'll certainly support Proposition 5.
That final and fifth Anchorage-wide proposition reads, shall the municipality exchange 2.7 acres of municipal land for 2.73 of private land to expand Sisterhood Park, provide off-street parking, and reduce safety and traffic issues on 48th and Van Buren Street. The explanatory text notes, there is no cost to taxpayers of the municipality as a result of this exchange. Voters throughout Anchorage will decide Proposition 5. The published and email notifications of the election also show a Proposition 6. However, that proposal only deals with the Mountain Park Robin Hill Limited Road Service area and will only appear on ballots issued in those precincts. If you have any questions about where your particular precinct is, you may contact the Municipal Clerk's Office at 243-VOTE. That's 243-8683 for all voting information in the upcoming April 6th municipal election. You can also go to the Municipality of Anchorage's website at www.muni.org and enter the Election tab in the upper right-hand column. For a direct link to absentee voting or helping someone homebound or in the hospital to vote, go to our link, kska.org. Besides the propositions, voters will also decide 5 assembly seats and 2 school board seats. For KSKA and A Closer Look, this is Len Anderson. Thanks for listening, and see you at the polls on April 6th.